We're taking a visit over to York Technical College's campus to learn more about the people who work there and especially the programs. We're really excited about diving into this conversation with Tyler Copeland. He's the program manager for Industrial Trades in the Workforce and Economic Development Department. And good morning to you, Tyler.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
That is a long title for what you do. Hopefully your business card, it's a lot shorter on there.
Absolutely.
Well, walk us through exactly what you do over there at York Technical College in this department.
Absolutely. So truly, I work with both industry and students. So I go out into the industry with our workforce and economic development team, and we really go to these company partners and try and identify skills gaps. So with these skills gaps, you know, we try and figure out what we can do to help these students help the business, and we provide those training programs, whether it's customized or something standard. But we also have regular programs for our students that really try and show we have accessible and flexible education. And this accessible and flexible education is a great pathway to a two-year degree at York Technical College.
So you work with your partners in the business world, and you say, hey, what's missing here? Like, what can we do to train an employee, a future employee for your company? What's lacking now in your business model that we can train someone to do? Is that basically
exactly
in a nutshell?
Yep. We'll go right to the business, and whether it's going around and walking through the business or just listening and being that helping hand to provide those solutions to these companies. And that's what we do. So we have different certificate programs or just specialized curricula that can truly, you know, identify those gaps and bring our workforce up to those standards.
Do you have an example of something recently that you went to a business, they said, this is what we're lacking, and this is how we can solve that problem at York Technical College?
Well, we definitely do a lot of occupational safety training. But beyond that, a big proponent to me is Lean Six Sigma. So a lot of companies are always looking for a way to make their model more efficient. And that's what Lean Six Sigma does. So working with local companies to really identify the proper SOP making process and the how you flow your business model and helping the students understand, you know, why we follow these procedures and have a successful business model.
Do you find that the curriculum is ever changing, not only because of what the companies are lacking, but because of the way the technology is changing? And how does that kind of factor in?
Absolutely. So technology and students are ever changing.
And what they look like and their ages and everything, right?
Everything. Technology is very important. So in some of our trainings, we actually use something called experiential learning. And some of the ways that we can use this experiential learning is through technology, like virtual reality. I know we've seen a little bit coming out and using it, but it's really helping the student find those, spreading the gaps in what they, in their head, the job is, and then doing the job in real life without any of the dangers. So that's the perk of virtual reality. Plus, it just brings excitement to the students. When I bring a VR glasses into the classroom, their faces light up, and you know, we just have a great connection, and it really is just a great add-on to their learning experience.
Tyler, let's say a student wants to come to York Technical College. They know they want to work in the trade industry, but they're not exactly sure what avenue they want to go through. How do you help that person through your department? If I come to you with a blank slate that said, I'm good with my hands, I'm mechanical, I like to do XYZ, but I don't know exactly where I need to go. How do you help someone like myself?
So, you know, the important thing is just communicating. So we have a great team at York Technical College and our Workforce and Economic Development Department that can really help students find this pathway. But if I was talking to a student specifically, I would just let them know about all the different programs I offer and then help them identify a certain pathway that maybe they feel comfortable with. And that's the nice thing with these certificate programs is I keep them short term. That way a student can, you know, maybe switch a different career in the middle of the program without kind of negating how long they spent working on that program.
So what does a certificate program look like versus the two-year program, or how do they work together?
So the certificate program is a great pathway into the two-year program. So certificate programs are typically a little bit shorter. It could be as short as 10 hours sometimes for like an OSHA 10, but it can go into, you know, a one-year program. Definitely a sweet spot around that 3 to 6 months. And it really gives the students an opportunity to feel out that career. And they get wins all along the way because they're getting these successful completions with these certificates that they're going to take with them to try and get a job.
And right. Rattle off a couple of these certificate programs. What are we talking about here?
So one of my favorite ones is a new program called Ready to Work. And it sounds like it is in the name, right? Ready to Work. And really what it is, it's designed to give that micro credentials right along that process. So we give the students an OSHA 30 and a Lean Six Sigma Yellow Belt certification. And then we teach them a little bit about forklifts and the danger that could be surrounding them. And a little bit about industrial power systems, blueprinting, and kind of the procedures and setups of industry. And then finally, one of the most important modules is actually employability skills and truly that team communication that everyone seems to be lacking nowadays.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Tyler Copeland. He is the program manager for industrial trades in the Workforce and Economic Development Department over there at York Technical College. Another program that you have that's part of your umbrella is this drone pilot program. And this is, I understand, you're the instructor for this program.
Yes, sir. So we have a program. I have a cool name. I call it YTC Wings. When you're a pilot, you get your wings. Well, you're getting your YTC Wings.
That's great.
It's yep. good.
It's all about marketing. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Absolutely. And it's a fun class. Again, trying to keep it short term and really make it accessible because I have learners from all backgrounds, whether they're in a career that feels like a dead end and they want to increase those skills, or I have individuals that are grandparents and just looking to try and get more adept with technology. So this drone class, the students will actually prepare and take test prep for the FAA Part 107 exam. And then at the end of the course, we have an actual drone flying part of the class where we're going to take an NIST drone maneuverability test, and we'll actually have the proof to the pudding, as you would say it, for the drone flying skills.
So it's feasible for a student at York Technical College to collect several different certificates and a wide range of programs if they're still trying to figure out life and where they want to work. They could go to an XYZ business and say, well,
here's my resume tape. My resume.
Yeah, here's like all the certificates I have, and this is why I'm a good fit for your company. I mean, that's in theory because they're short, bite-sized pieces that they can collect.
Exactly.
Instead of locking themselves in. And on a 2 or 4 year path where there's really no movement, you got to stay on that path.
Exactly. And that flexibility is, kind of the innovation and education is it's helping as many people get into it. We all have day jobs. We all work every day and trying to find a way that, our drone class is at night, on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And we set aside those times so that we can really have accessible education and helping with that resume and building those certificates. It can't get any better when, our team and Workforce and Economic Development is working with the actual business partners to identify what they need. And then we can make those connections for jobs.
Well, and that affordability part brings up a whole nother part because you're able to gather these certificates, you're able to go get a job and then maybe pay your way through the 2 or the 4 year program. Some people might need that extra leg up. So what a great way to be able to do that, get a job and then do it all at the same time and be able to afford it without student loans, which is, as a parent with a kid getting ready to go is like the worst words you could hear. So yeah, it's great. It's also affordable. And what a great way to be able to do that.
And York Tech works with companies that they have apprenticeships. So mm-hmm. to Ashley's point, you're also getting paid and getting college credit all at the same time with their certificate. So you're just getting a whole avalanche full of nothing but certificates and degrees at the wazoo.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we work with these companies, sometimes all you need is that little certificate to have the edge up on your resume mm-hmm. to score that job that you want. And then these companies in your county and in our surrounding counties, they're very, they really appreciate the student. And it's been nothing but great working with them. So they really do invest in them by signing them up for apprenticeships where they'll go get their 2-year degree anyway. Or, if there's something that they want to build on the side, we have accessible 2-year programs as well.
We are listening to the market, right? There's probably nothing more frustrating for a business to have to, have people apply to work there. And they're like, I do not need the skill set for this job. But you all went to the person and said, what do you need? Write it out and we'll make it happen, which is great. So just straight and deliberate and to the point.
Absolutely.
Time is money. All right. We'll go out there and see Tyler Copeland. Again, he's the program manager for industrial trades in the Workforce and Economic Development Department over there at York Technical College.